Welcome back to another week. Actually, this is like our second podcast we're doing this week, because technically we did last week's podcast.
Yeah.
This same week.
Oh my God, when we do it, like
Wednesday? I think so.
Yeah, that's right.
But welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back. We better be back than ever.
Yeah. Nothing much has been, it's only been a couple of days, so we don't really have much else to talk about.
Actually, we do. I feel like, you know, we mentioned last podcast that we were doing 75 hard, and we're 6 days in. Well, actually finished our 6 days, so we're 7 days in.
Yeah.
Starting right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we've been doing super good. I'm happy with us. We get up every morning. Me and Jay actually started working out together, and I kind of like it.
Me too. It's nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, like, I don't know. I like it a lot better than, like, working out by myself, because usually I wake up in the morning and I just do my workout on my own and that's it.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have her working out there with me.
Yeah. But we've been really good. And so 6 days in, we need 69
days. Yeah.
69 more days.
Like 68, something like that.
69 is my favorite number. Just kidding. I don't know. I just feel like we're mentally in a better headspace than last week, because Jaden was like having a horrible time because we didn't have internet. And I feel like this week has brought us.
That's all I've done this weekend, is just like sit here and play Pokemon or watch YouTube or Netflix or play my game. It's just like I've been trying to soak it in as much as I can, because it felt like I went like a whole couple weeks without it, even though it was one. But it's crazy how much you need internet. So I told Charlene, I was like, I'm just excited to relax and just play my games or watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. And that's what I've done this weekend. Okay. So I know that, I don't know what podcast it was, but it's been like a couple podcasts where we kind of touch on it and we never actually fully tell the story. We always say that we're going to tell it the next day.
No, that's Jaden. Jane's like, we'll save it. Yeah. And then the next podcast comes and he doesn't even remember.
We don't remember to talk about it, but, talk about like all the scary shit that would happen when I was doing bad shit.
Okay.
I know we touched on one a while ago where I got chased, and we were talking about me being chased, but I didn't want to say anything about it because it was pretty scary.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start off with that one. That's okay. The only one I can kind of remember right now.
Okay.
But okay. So a couple podcasts ago, we were talking about how we were being chased. I don't know what the topic was, but I remember us talking about it, and Charlene was like, oh, haven't you been chased? You told me before. And or something like that, or I was gonna tell you.
Okay,
there was this time where it was like around the awful, where I was being such an awful person, a bad guy, where I was doing bad shit all the time. I would hang out with this bad group of people, and one night we were walking by some apartments, and the apartments I
remember this.
I thought it was like the good part of town, because they actually seem like the good part of town.
Yeah,
and it was nighttime. And I don't know where we were. I think we were at Walmart, because we were always over there. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, I'll get to that later. But we were always at Walmart, and they're kind of right there by Walmart, like across the street almost.
Yeah.
And so we're walking and it's like pitch black. And then this like really scary, like gangster dude is like walking into his apartment, and he looks at us. He's like, you guys want to dance with the devil? And we're like little. We're like 13, 14. Or like 15. And we were like, as you are, you're young, you don't fucking you don't think. And we started like, we're like, oh yeah, like kind of like mocking him. And keep in mind, I'm kind of the only one that has some kind of sense, even though I was stupid as fuck back then. Like I kind of had some sense in myself to be alert. Mm-hmm. So we kept walking, that happened. And I kept watching the guy just because you never know, like he could come out with a big old gun or he can come out or something. And I don't know if he had some guy with him or some guy in, he was waiting for some guy, or some guy was waiting for him in their car or something. But I don't know where I see this, like this guy just like chasing us. I see him running on the other side of the street, like whoom, straight at us. And I couldn't see the face or anything. It was just a person. And I tell everybody, I'm like, let's get the fuck out. They're chasing us. So I'm like in my sandals, like, cause that's all I used to wear back then.
Yeah.
And we took off and I lost my sandals. So I was running barefoot through the alleys.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the Super 8 Motel, And we got there and we had, we didn't have our phones. They were all dead. So we had our, the hotel caller, I don't know who they, someone called to pick us up, and that's pretty much it. But that was, that's scary because like the fucking guy started chasing us and we're young and these dudes were like, they had to be like in their
30s. How old were you?
15. Like yeah. That's scary. And then speaking of Walmart, I used to go over there and like steal all the time, from Walmart. Like it was awful. Like I think back at myself then, I'm like, you could have, like, there's so many times I could have gotten in trouble, like go to jail, or I could have, I don't know, stupid shit.
It's so happen. Crazy seeing the Jaden from back then. And mind, keep in mind, guys, me and Jaden were dating at this time. But it's so crazy to think that the Jaden you are today versus the Jaden you are then.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, you have to think that's like teenager Jaden. That's like still that barely a little kid. Well, everybody's different. It was honestly the people I hung out with.
My parents are very strict with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the people I hung around with aren't the best, or still aren't the best people like that. I don't hang around with them, but like the way they are in their lives, they're not really the best type of people. And I think it was a good thing that I ventured off from those type of people, because that was like awful. Because if you think back at it, they were a lot of influence on why the reason that I was the way I was.
They were a huge influence.
I thought it was like cool to be like that and everything.
Like around this time, guys, me and Jaden, like we were dating, but we were hardly talking. Like that's how, like, I guess that's how much of influence Jaden's friends had on him at the time. That me and Jaden were just like not talking, and there was like a point where just like we went like I think like 3 days with like zero contact. I remember.
Yeah, it was awful
because the internet went out of my internet went out of my house, and then we're gonna fix it for like 2 days, and then when I went to school, I was like, right, because of the way Jaden was like acting, I was like, I'm not gonna talk to him. So I just like left my phone in the car, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to talk to him today, not today at all. So I left my phone in my car, and then I went home. And then like when I finally got internet back, I got like all kinds of messages from you. That's like all I remember, because like I blocked the part of my life out.
Yeah, like there was one time where, they had like Five Nights at Freddy's was like getting really popular around that time.
Yeah.
And they had the masks there at Walmart, and we stole them. We stole some.
The big ones are like,
they were like the fitted ones, like the mesh material.
Because I remember around that time they had like the big.
No, not those ones. We stuffed him in our pants, and we took him, and we were like fucking, like we straight up thought that we were like in the Purge. So we were walking on the streets with the mask off at night, like completely dark with the cars passing by, and we would just like stare at them. And that's like crazy. Like nowadays, I truly think nowadays you would probably get shot. Yeah, or
I was
something.
Just about to say, like, back times then, were different back then. This was like 2016.
That was like 6 years, like 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
And I know that's not that long of time, but that's like nowadays you would get shot or stabbed or something like that. But back then, like to think about now, it's actually pretty scary to actually. That we actually did that. I don't know what other stories there is. I can't really remember. Like, I kind of try to block out most of that time because I'm not proud of it. So I don't even want to like try and relive it.
Yeah.
But those were the ones that I remembered now. I used to steal the rechargeable batteries, like the block, like, you know, you could plug your phone into and you just like, it charges the portable batteries.
The portable batteries, yeah.
I used to steal those. We used to steal t-shirts. I don't know.
Guys, like, I know, nothing of this, like, at all, because Jaden, like I said, me and Jaden,
like, I would never.
Yeah, we were dating, but we would hardly talk.
And I wouldn't want to tell her, because obviously it's not something to be proud of. And I just don't want to remember that either.
Yeah, like, so I didn't know he was stealing like all these things or doing these things.
I don't know. And it's I don't know, it's so weird how at the time it didn't seem like I was so, like, I was only 15. It felt like me now, I still feel the same way I felt back then, but I'm way older now. Obviously, I'm like wiser and I'm more mature and I'm not even that same person anymore.
Yeah.
But it's weird because back then I felt the same way I feel now, like no different.
Yeah.
But I was only 15 and I was doing stupid shit like that. I could have ended up in like
juvie
and stuff like that. I know that's like crazy. Everybody's like, oh, Jaden's so quiet and Jaden doesn't do anything. He's such a good kid. But
Jaden was doing this shit behind you guys' back.
But like straight up, kidding. Like I was like doing it behind everybody's back. Everybody, even like at school, people thought I was like, some of the teachers even thought I was a good kid and I wasn't. Like I was awful. It's just I hid it better. I wasn't showing it.
I think, was it your junior year? Because all this happened like your freshman and sophomore year.
Sophomore and summer going into sophomore year. That's when all of it happened. After like right when baseball season start, I cut off all contact with those type of people. And that's when like I went through like a rough period in high school. Like I always say like my junior year was like super sad. And you used to always get mad at me because I would always listen to super like the sad music. And you're like, that's why you're sad, because you listen to sad music. But it wasn't because like I was changing or like I cut off those people or anything. I didn't miss it. It's just like it was like a weird transition time for me where I was becoming like the person that I liked. That was when I found Emma Chamberlain and when I found Zayna Heath in them, I think. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I would just like stay to myself all the time. But it wasn't like a bad thing. I just didn't feel good. I think that I would recognize that time in my life as like one of my lower points.
Yeah.
One of them in that time. But yeah, that happened from like sophomore to in summer of sophomore year. But I remember like right when baseball season hit, that's when it all ended, because that's when I joined high school baseball.
Yeah, because you didn't join the year before.
Because I was out doing stupid shit.
And that's why you didn't want to join.
Yeah.
Guys, like, I could laugh about it now, but like, okay, so you know we have the fiestas here? Well, I had gone by myself and he went with his friends. And me and my cousin were sitting together. We were sitting at like one of the curbs. And this dude walked right next to me and acted like he didn't recognize me. He didn't see me. He didn't even know me. That's how he acted. And I'm like, like my heart.
And so like
at that time, my heart, like that's like at that time, I was like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Like my heart fucking sank. And then I was like crying and stuff. Like I'm good now. Like I don't care about it now. But like at that time, that was like the worst thing ever. And so like, and then I went home and I'm like, what the F? Like, why did you do that to me? He's like, I didn't see you. Bible, I didn't see you.
Like, my memories isn't the best of that time, but I still don't really remember seeing you.
I know he saw me because he looked at me and then looked the other way.
I don't know.
So I know he saw me. For a fact, I know he saw me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And my cousin, I feel like she still remembers that.
Probably, but even like, even for a while, there was like a tough time of trying to like, rebuild like trust and stuff that we had
Between me and Jaden
for a long time. That shit sucked. I remember because like I was changing as a person and I was like, why doesn't she see that I'm not the same?
But then I'm like, why don't you see the things that you did? Yeah.
And I would just like, it would bother me. I think that's why I was like in a tough time too.
Yeah.
And like I still think now, I'm like, sheesh, there was a point where she wouldn't like believe nothing. She wouldn't. I would lie to her all the time, like that I was staying at other people's houses.
You would lie. He would be like, oh, I'm at home. There was like one time where he's like, I'm at home. I'm going to take a nap. And I don't know. I just like got this instinct. So I'm like, okay, he is not home. And so I checked his like Facebook and he wasn't home. Mm-hmm. He was not at home and sleeping. And I'm the type of person like, I don't need to get on Jaden's social media. I don't need to check his phone. I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. I trust him. But something in my gut at that point in time told me that I needed to check his thing. So I did. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. And like a little bit after that, I would say like, oh, I'm going to take a nap. Like I would actually want to take a nap. And she's like, oh, are you going to take a nap? Or are you going to lie? Or are you lying? Or something like that for a while, like a year.
A good year.
Which is like understandable because I mean, I would do the same shit.
Yeah.
When you're going through that. But it took a while.
We never really talked about this. It was such a hard, and my In my eyes, that was like such a hard time. In Jane's eyes, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
No, it was a hard time. It's just like, it's like the same Jaden as me now.
No, but like the way we went through it, like the way I feel like I was taking
I think you,
our relationship a lot serious, more serious than you were.
Because I was so young. I didn't understand what a true relationship was supposed to be like.
Yeah, which makes sense too.
I didn't understand what it was supposed to be like. You were my first girlfriend, so you were older.
Yeah.
And you knew what it was supposed to be like. But me, I honestly thought like, oh, like, what is she doing? I was like, this is fine. Like, we're like, that's how boyfriend girlfriends are.
They lie to each other.
No, but like they just like, you save your boyfriend girlfriend and that's it.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't really get that you like
have to put in work. Yeah.
And so that's like what I didn't understand, and that you can blame my age on that.
Yeah.
But like the people I hung out with, they weren't the best for the situation. And I think that's why that's like my junior year was the hardest time for me, because like I was kind of recouping it all.
Yeah.
And trying to pick up all the pieces.
Yeah. It was like, it got so bad. Like he would tell me that he was going to go somewhere with somebody, and it turns out he wasn't there with that certain somebody. He was like somewhere else with another somebody. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And like I would get messages all the time. They're like, Jaden's like here, so and so. I'm like, what the fuck? It was like one of the awfulest times in my life. But like basically, like I came to the point where I mentally checked out of the relationship and I was going to break up with him.
And I think that's where I like realized I needed to stop.
Yeah, I just like stopped. Like when I said like I left my phone in the car, it's because I didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. I was like, I'm in college. I don't need to be, crying all the time over some guy. I should be focusing on college versus, you know, just being there sad, like losing all this weight because I'm so sad or depressed or whatever. And so I mentally checked out. I was like, I'm done with that part of my life for now. You know, it's whatever. We're going to break up. I'm going to break up with him. And I was going to break up with him. Like I had already planned it out. Like I was going to go.
I remember we had like, we would sit in the cars sometimes and we would talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're like, so what are we going to do?
I know.
And we would just sit in the car forever.
Ever.
And I was so immature that you would be like, oh, so what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And I would just sit there. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like all I would say. And it's like, I don't know. It's so weird to think back at those times because like
I'm so surprised we did not break up.
I bury those memories so deep that I don't even remember them anymore.
Yeah.
And I just wrote down on the computer. I was like, what did I put? Let's see. I put talking about how awful my past was of stealing and running from drug dealers. And overall hanging with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
There has to be like way more, but I just don't remember them.
I feel like there was a ton.
I did so much. I know we talked about how I ran from the cops on foot and we ran from the cops on our four wheelers. Like that was before I hung out with like the really bad group of friends. Yeah. That was just like my friends.
Yeah.
And we were doing stupid shit. We were like 13, 12.
Yeah.
But like when I was hanging out with the really bad, that was like, I could have went to jail truly. Like I was stealing.
Yeah. It was insane. It's like insane. Like I was just saying, like, I'm so surprised at that point where all this happened. I'm so fucking shocked with myself that
I can't get in trouble for this. It's been years.
No, it's been years. He's not that person no more.
No.
But I'm so I'm like super surprised that I did not break up with you.
Yeah. For a while, I think you still looked at me. Even for like, even to like 2019, 2020, you still would like reference stuff from back then.
And oh, I would.
There was so many times where you would tell me and I'm like, I'm not that person anymore. Yeah, I'm like, this Jaden is like a whole different Jaden. You can't keep thinking that.
And it would always be around like the time that it happened, like every year that around the time that these things were happening. I'm like, oh my God, another year. Here it comes. It's coming again. I don't know. I just felt like, oh, like my superstitious has to be like, oh my God, this happened in 2016. So in 2018, it's going to happen. Even years.
No. Yeah. There was like, I had to tell her. I'm like, me now, like even I tell Charlene, like, I don't know. Sometimes you'll bring it up And I'm like, you really think me now?
But I don't bring it up to then? to scold you. I bring it up because I'm like, oh, that to me, I'm like, that's a point in our relationship where like I feel like we should talk about it because we learned from it. Mm-hmm. That's what I see it as.
Yeah. But you can, I was young and I didn't hang out with the right type of people. And that's why I'm so like
guys, weary. You guys are hearing this like the first time from us. Like the only other person that ever knows about this is like my sister. And that's because she was in the room with me the whole time I was on the phone with Jay. I'm like, I'm gonna break up with you.
But yeah, like that's why I'm so weary about the people I bring
in your life.
I tried like friends, like try to be friends or anything, because like I don't want to bring that kind of people into my life. I'd rather just stay on my own.
But you're older, you're wiser, yeah, you know
what I people, understand it better.
Like Jaden, like he's been making amazing friends at work and I absolutely like love yeah. it. Like they message him like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Like those are the people you need in your life. Mm. Yeah.
They keep wanting to take me out to drinks.
And I'm like, do it. And I'm like, hey. Am I invited?
Hell yeah. I ain't going without you. I feel like it'd be so weird without you there.
But they're your work friends. I'm like, you know
it's
them.
It's so weird though, because I'm the youngest one at my branch. Because yeah. like the credit union I work for is super small, tiny, like yeah. not even more than 100 employees in the whole company.
Yeah.
And so like my branch, they're like super, they're old. They're not older than me, like by a lot, but the oldest one is like 30 something, I think. And I'm the youngest. I think I'm maybe almost the youngest in the whole company. And it's funny because they like try and hang out with me and stuff. And it's so weird because they're like, the youngest one there next to me is like 26.
Do you ever see those things that are like, okay, work will have you being best friends with a 50-year-old. Yeah. And it's true.
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, it feels weird talking to them sometimes because, like, they're older. But it's weird because they don't look like they're that old.
I love it. I always love my work friends. Every time I've gone to work and I made a friend, we have stayed good friends mm-hmm. at work. Like, yeah. Out of work, I mean. Like, we've always stayed good friends. Like, my McDonald's people, I see them. We still friends on Facebook. We see each other. You know, it's always good. Mm-hmm. Like, not at work. You know, I make friends. Everything's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. But that's why I'm so like, I wouldn't say weary, not yeah. judgmental of the friend, the yeah. people that I let into my life. You could ask, because
like in high school, he would like talk to like his friends that he's had from like childhood that would be in baseball with him, or like he played with them.
Or that I grew up with. I say hi to them now and that's pretty much it. But
he wouldn't like talk to like make new friends. He would always like stick to like his group of friends that he had and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, well, like, you know, that's nice. And then like, he like, got in college and like his college experience completely got ruined.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, because I was remembering the first semester of college, because I was the only college like time of college that I got to be at campus.
Yeah.
And remember like all the friends I was already making? I made like 7, I would say. 6 yeah. already, like just from the first semester. And we would see him we saw one at the store and he's like, hey, you want to come hang out with us? And I'm like, maybe later. And we saw him again and he's like, you want to come?
Why didn't you go?
I just didn't want to go. Mm. But and then like I was remembering like in one semester I made that many friends. Imagine if I got my full like my 3 years that I stayed there.
Yeah.
But I don't regret it. I'm fine. Like, see, I'm at my job now and I make friends.
Yeah.
But it was nice to stay home and do school from there.
Yeah, but I just feel like you were robbed from that. But like, I feel like, you know, your work environment is making up for that. You know, it's nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's cool there. But yeah, if I remember more, I'll bring him up in later podcasts. But yeah. I don't really remember. That's all I remember now.
And as far as I know, is how I got my trust back for him, or how he got my trust back. I really don't know. I just feel like...
And like, I remember, and it's like a well-known thing is like, people always say they're like, oh, people don't change. And you used to tell me all the time,
people don't change.
You're like people that do stuff like that or something. I don't remember exactly. You're like, they don't change. They stay the same. And I was like, that's when I would tell her, I'm like, that's not the same person.
Yeah.
And I know how that could sound to you. It sounds like bullshit, like a lie. Yeah. But like yeah. straight up, I was telling the truth. And that's why I was getting frustrated and like down on myself. Cause I'm like, I'm not like that no more. And she doesn't believe me. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, just going to be like that forever?
I always used to be like, what would you do? Like, how would you feel if you were in my position? He's like, I wouldn't even forget it by now. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You don't know what I've been through, okay?
Yeah.
But no, like, as far as I know, because I want to be like, oh, ladies, like, you know, if you guys ever going through this, this is what I did. I honestly don't know what came over me to be like, okay, you know what, Jaden, he's a good guy. This will never happen again. Because for a long time, I would be like, I had this guard up. And I had the guard up when we first started dating. I always had my guard up. And he's like, you need to stop. He's like, I will never hurt you. Like, not that he cheated or anything that I know of. I'm just kidding. But just like the lying, because I feel like, why does somebody have to like lie? And so that was my biggest thing. It's like, he'd be like, oh, I'm at school. I'm like, no, you're not.
School was going downhill too. Remember?
It wasn't about school. Like, oh, school was going down.
In general, it was.
But of course I knew he was in school. It was just like I was always worried that he was lying to me about like little things is what it was.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how I overcame that or I started believing you. I don't know. But I like the trust I have for this guy, I trust him with my entire life. Like,
I don't have nothing to hide.
No.
Like, you see me talking about it like before. I don't even want to be on social media.
Yeah.
And I haven't this whole.
But the thing was never social media because he was like, week. I'm going to delete my. And I'm like, no, like. Social media shouldn't make you. A relationship shouldn't make you like delete your social media. You know?
No, we were never like that. It's just around that time, remember, I was like, I'm just going to delete it because it's the one causing the problem.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, social media is not causing the problems like you are.
Yeah. But like now this whole week, since we like this whole week, I've gotten off of it and I feel like peace of mind.
Yeah.
Like Charlene has to tell me like today, you're like, oh, the fire is 100% contained. I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Truly, truly nice. It feels good.
Good. You should feel good. You know, sometimes you just need a little cleanse. I know I used to like log out of my account and put my phone away and everything just so I don't have to see it, think of it.
But yeah. And speaking of that, I've been thinking like, all the stupid shit I used to do, and like obviously it's not an excuse because I was young or whatever, but that's like some dumb shit. That's like would have put me on scared straight.
Oh my god, for real.
Like I wasn't beating nobody or anything, but like I was straight up like they would go over there just for like stealing candy and shit.
Like if you guys would have seen Jaden back, yeah, I mean I know you guys seen Jaden now, but like if you would have seen back then, you wouldn't have thought he would be doing those things.
You wouldn't suspect me I would do anything like that.
No.
All of like, before I hung out with like the really bad group of friends, my friend group that I had before, they all thought I was like the good kid.
Yeah.
They all thought I was the one that was like trying to guide them the good way. But they were like, I was the one doing
kind of the bad shit. Jaden was a follower.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And lately I just been thinking, I was like, damn, whatever, like I'm only 21 years old. Like I've been watching Zany Heath's old videos because those always will have a piece in my heart because they're so good.
Yeah.
But they were 24 at that time.
I'm 24
and you
now.
See all the shit that they were going through at 24.
Yeah.
And I'm over here worrying about all this shit and I'm 21.
Yeah.
Like that's what I've been thinking about like this whole past week. Since I haven't been on social media, like I've actually gotten to think for myself. I'm not like looking at social media being like, oh, I need to be like that.
Yeah.
Or, oh, they're my age and they're doing that. I need to try and do that. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm over here thinking I'm 21 years old. I can only try so hard at what I want to do and hope that it works at this age. Or if it doesn't happen, I have years. I have like 50 years to figure shit out. I'm only 21. I'm literally like a little kid still.
Yeah. That's what I think
I'm a
too.
Little kid that can do adult things now. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Like, I sometimes forget, like, I'm 24. Like, I'm like, what if my leg doesn't work and I can't walk the same? And I can never deliver, like, a route the same, like, because I can't walk the same. And I was like, I'm fucking 24. I have, like, another 10, 15 years to figure out a career if I have to, if I need to.
I say, like, 20.
Don't, like, get me wrong. Like, I like working for the post office. I enjoy working for the post office. But if my leg, if doesn't heal correctly and I can't deliver the way I'm supposed to, it literally scares me.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I've been thinking too. I was like, whatever you start now or what you're doing now could mean jack shit in 10 years.
Yeah.
Or it could mean everything. You don't know. Yeah. So you, like, I've been seeing a bunch. I don't know if it's like a sign or something, but a bunch of stuff I've been seeing is like, you can't, why do you worry so much about the future and about the past? You can't change either one. Like, you can prepare for the future,
yeah,
but whatever happens there, you don't know what's going to happen. So all you could do is focus on the shit you're doing now and make sure that's good. Because if you think about the past, it's gone.
It's over.
It's a memory. Like, yep. Literally, it's just a memory. It doesn't mean shit. It's in your brain. You can't go back to it. You can't change anything. It happened. And in the future, you could just wait for it to happen. Hope it happens the way it goes. But that's what I've been thinking. I was like, I'm 21 years old. I just turned 21. And I'm thinking over here, I'm stressing myself out with all the shit I need that I've been trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're so young. Like
24, Zane and Heath. They were going through it. And Heath's barely 29 now. Mm-hmm. And look at all that, from 24 to 29, 5 years. Look at all the shit, how much shit has changed for him. Yeah. That's like, it's weird because you can't worry. Yeah. Because you don't know when shit could go different.
You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Tomorrow can be a blessing or something bad could happen. You don't know.
No, absolutely. And just gotta take one day at a time.
I know it sounds like cliche, but that's what it's like. Since I've gotten time for myself, that's what I've been thinking about. Like, actually being able to think for myself.
But when I was like Jaden's age and I had to start, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not. I would see like everybody, I'm like, I'm not living my life like I'm supposed to be living. And Jaden's like, you're 22. Like, you need to relax. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah, I would tell her. I remember I would just be like, Everybody's on their own different path. You can't look at somebody and be like, oh, they're doing better than me.
Yeah.
Because no one gives a shit. Honestly, everybody looks at your life and they don't honestly give a fuck. They think at the moment, oh, he's doing good, or maybe he's doing bad. Oh, poor him. But that's it. After that thought, they don't remember you until maybe the next time they see your face. But that's it.
Yeah.
And how often do you see people from high school? Truly, truly. If it's not on social media.
If it's not on social media, rare.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Because people don't actually care. You can't worry about that. That's what I think. And that's
what somebody was saying. They're like, oh, I was so scared to start my YouTube channel. I don't know what I was watching or what I was listening to.
Us? In 2017?
No. But
we need to talk about that too.
They were like, I wanted to start my YouTube channel, but they're like, I was so worried that people in high school were going to find it and everything. They're, mind you, they had just graduated. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but then I came to realize that they don't give a fuck. People that you graduate, he was like, they don't matter. The moment you graduate, they don't matter.
They go on with their lives. They don't even remember you. But do you know how many people that I probably graduated that don't even have a thought of me?
Yeah.
And that I'm over here thinking, oh, what if they see it? I don't think like that no more. Like, the moment I started the podcast, like, I didn't give a fuck. But I remember when we first started the podcast, I was like, do we put on social media that we're doing it? Or do we just like do it on our own and hope something somebody comes across it? And I told Charlene, I was like, do we post it? Because it was our first episode. And you're like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know if we want people to hear it or something like that. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I was like, we can't get nowhere in life if we're just going to be living like that. Mm-hmm. But like, truly, truly think, no one gives a shit.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Well, how many times a day do you think of a certain person that you graduated with or that you see? None. I go to work every day and I answer phones and there's no thought of anybody.
If it's like not like my friends, like we were in band, I'm like, oh, I wonder how their baby's doing. I wonder how they're doing. Then I don't really think of
that. That's it. Nobody's dwelling. They're like, Jaden and Charlene, what are they doing? I need to watch every second. Nobody cares.
Yeah. No, exactly.
But that's what I've been focusing on a lot lately. That's why I'm not afraid to talk about that time, because it doesn't matter. Everybody goes through it.
You literally used to be so afraid to talk about that time. Jane's like, no, nobody. Just because,
like I said,
nobody must know.
I would try and like run away from it. Like I didn't want it to even be like a real thing that happened.
I feel like it happened. We learned from it. It we learn from it, and it just, it's a part of like our history. It's part of a relationship. You know, it brought us closer. It brought us, it made us better. I always tell Jane, I'm like, that was meant to happen, because if it wouldn't have, where would we be right now? Like, our relationship wouldn't be as strong and as healthy as it is today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I think too. And then like watching Zayn and Heath too, it's crazy to think like how much they change. Like, I just want change right now. I don't know. I don't know.
Jaden hates waiting for stuff. He's supposed to order himself a case for the MacBook, and he has it because he's like, I don't want to wait for it. I'm like, what the hell?
No, but like, I just want like, I just want to change stuff up right now. But like, I don't know what I was going to with Zayn and Heath, but like, how much of a different life they were living when they started to now, how like, how in the videos, if you don't know who Zayn and Heath is, they're like our favorite YouTubers.
Favorite.
Like top, probably.
Top tier. Top,
yeah. They're from David's Vlogs. If you know David Dobrik,
but they were from Vine first, yeah. And they were so fucking funny on Vine. I remember watching their Vines all the time. But we
like them because they're not like big time like David. They stay humble. Especially
Heath. Like Heath, Mariah, and Heath are so humble. And Matt King. Matt King's my favorite.
Ever since he sent us that video, he has
a special place in our heart. He's been my favorite.
If we ever get the chance to invite him to our wedding, he's always going to weddings, so maybe he would actually say yes.
I swear I got to invite all of them.
But yeah, like in the videos, like they would post on YouTube too, but they weren't like huge like David was.
Yeah.
So they would just like post random videos.
But their videos were like so good. Yeah, because so it was funny. Just
their personalities. But they weren't making a lot of money. And no. Heath would be like, I wanted to talk about our first jobs because I might actually have to go back to working like an actual job, because he was making money on Vine and they were huge on Vine.
Huge.
And then Vine went away and they were like, how are we going to make money now? But
if it wasn't for them, David's vlogs wouldn't have gone as big as they did.
Yeah.
Because Zayn and Heath like did the dumbest shit just to like entertain like his vlogs.
Yeah. But 5 years, 5 years, look how much their life's changed. That's so.
And they're like doing so good in the podcast world. Like, especially this past year, they were doing so good with like all the guests they had. This year, ever since I got hurt, I haven't really listened that much.
They're like one of the top podcasts, I think. When they first came out, they were number one for a while. They're
doing so good. I'm like super proud of them.
They were actually like our inspiration to start ours.
Yeah, they were actually.
We listened for a while and then one day we're like, we should start ours. We'll start one.
Yeah, and I honestly feel like this is like the best thing we've done. Like at first I'm like, I don't want people knowing. Like in my personal life, I don't want people knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck everybody. Some person listened to, they're like, oh yeah, like they said that she works at the post office. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. And then they're like, oh, Charlene has a podcast.
Yeah.
So that's how people find out. And I'm like, oh, and you know what? It is what it is. You know, people are going to find out that we have a podcast.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure people at my work already know. They just don't mention it.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure once you meet somebody, you right away look them up on Facebook.
Oh, I do. I look them up. I search everybody.
But I was driving today and I'm like, there's way more to fucking life than this little town. And I know we talk about moving one day and all that, but like, I was just like, it has nothing to do with moving. But I was like, when we went to Denver, it was like different. It was so weird. It was so different. Like, especially for me, because when I would go out of state, it was when I was little.
And he would go with his family.
It didn't really matter. But like when I went to Denver, it was like truly like cliche life changing, at least at this age right now.
Yeah.
Because I had never witnessed anything like that on my own.
Wait till
like,
I take you to fucking Florida.
Like new people and being on my own, new experiences. It was like weird because all I've known my whole life on my own is our little town.
Yeah.
And so I was driving the other day and I'm like, this, like these people in this town, because if you go based off our Facebook, these people in their town truly think this is all that it is. Like, that's all that life is just here.
In Albuquerque.
They don't even think that, like, there's people in a whole different states all around us that, like, have different lives. And you drive by them and there's people from, like, California that drive by past Vegas and they have a whole different life. It's, like, so crazy to think about. And when I went to Denver, that's when I got, like, a first, like, sheesh, like, there's so many different people all doing different things. And I was like, I would tell Shirley, I'm like, oh, you know, they're probably rich or something. Cause like, just like the way they look different than what they do here. People over there look like the culture's different.
Yeah. I really wish you would have taken those like trips with us in band.
So you should have.
Yeah, you should have. It was like so different. Like, yeah, we have our chaperones, but we're basically on our own. We had to buy our own food. We were on our own and we met so much nice people, so much like it was such like a free for all. It was so much fucking fun. But like, of course, like our band teacher was like, you guys fuck up. You guys are out. Thank God nobody ever did. But we just had like, we had such a blast. Like, yeah, we had like, we had to be like, he's like, oh, you guys have to be back at the hotel. And they would check on us. He's like, you guys have to be back by the hotel by 11 o'clock. If not, you guys are not going out tomorrow night. It's like, it is what it is. And then one night he was like, you guys did so amazing. Like when we performed, he's like, you guys did so amazing. You guys been acting so good. He's like, tonight and stay out to like midnight or like 12:30, something like that. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was so much fun because like Universal stayed open for like a while. And then we were just like going and got the hotel and everything. And like, I really wish you would have gone and experienced. At one point I was like, oh my God, Jane was there. He was. I know he was.
Yeah.
But I really wish you would have gone and experienced that with us.
Mm. Yeah. But I want to travel soon.
Oh, I want to get our passports and go to Italy.
Yeah.
I keep telling Jane like every day, I'm like, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Italy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a super good one this week. I didn't really want to read it all because just the first fucking sentence was crazy.
Okay.
So I wanted to save it a surprise when we got to it. So, okay. So this Reddit goes, it's kind of vulgar language. So if you're younger, can probably stop listening now. Or I know my auntie and my little cousins listen to it. Oh, so yeah, auntie, if you're listening to this, tell them to go to the other room. But this one says, my boyfriend gags at my pussy.
What?
I just got off of a FaceTime with my boyfriend. We've been intimate for a while, and he just told me today that he gagged at the smell of my pussy a few times. He only told me this after I told him that I gagged at the taste and smell of his cum last week. Doesn't usually happen. He then told me that he also gagged. Here's what he told me. First time gagging. When he gave me head for the first time, which was a while ago, he said it was just because it was his first time eating someone out. Second time gagging, because of how it smelled. It was separate. It says separate.
Yeah.
He couldn't remember if he gagged more than that when he was giving me head. He doesn't have the best memory, so I could believe that. But I'm always wondering if he just said that to make me feel better. I asked him what I could do to improve the experience for him. I asked him if the taste was off or if it was because of how it looked. But he didn't give me any answers. He just said he was tired and that he would tell me in the morning. Of course, none of this is his fault, but I'm a very hygienic person and I usually shower/wash myself before we do anything. So I'm just very confused on why he's gagging. I'm not sure what else to do. How can I make this more enjoyable for him? Edit. Thought I'd mention that I've never really been able to notice an unusual smell on myself. Then again, it's probably different from his point of view, or his sense of smell is just enhanced. I also know I don't have an infection. Gynecologist visit. And then she has an update. He texted me. He said he does like to give oral and that both the smell and taste were reasons why he doesn't exactly love it. He was uncomfortable telling me before because he didn't want to make me feel bad and felt a bit more comfortable when he realized we had the same situation. He said he's willing to go down on me to describe exactly what the taste and smell is like so I can make it better, which might hurt my ego a bit, but I think it's worth it.
I hope somebody commented on there, eat more pineapple.
Her?
Yeah.
I thought that was only a dude thing.
It's for both.
I only ever heard that, but if you eat it.
The thing is, she's like, I'm a really clean person. Every time before we do the deed, I always go and freshen up. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that he just fucking lying.
Maybe it's just like the thought of doing it.
Because I could get her point of view. I could get her point of view where she was like, oh, you know, his cum tasted weird. But because a guy's, you know...
It goes based off their diet.
It goes based off the diet. And so some guys, if they don't have a good diet, that's just going to taste disgust.
Well, girls, doesn't their pH go out of whack?
Yeah, but like I want to see, like maybe she had BV.
I don't know what that is.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Maybe. Well, she said she went to the gynecologist.
Yeah, so she went to the gynecologist. She obviously just had BV.
It's probably just like he probably expected it to be different. Probably to smell like flowers and perfume down there.
Oh my God.
When it's an actual body part.
Yeah.
It's more than likely that's why.
But I get her point of view. Like, if he doesn't have a good diet, maybe she should tell him to throw fucking pineapple in his diet. Yeah.
I never knew girls. It does the same thing for girls. It does the same thing both. Yeah. I have no clue. I only ever heard the guy one. You just drink pineapple juice all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one way to help both of their problems, both of them. Mm. If his jizz doesn't taste well, if he feels like hers doesn't taste well, which I kind of feel like he's fucking lying.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, that's why I say, like, more than likely it's because, like, he expected something different.
But it's, like, I feel like a lot of men, these men don't, that's why we need, like, stronger sex ed here in America. Because, like, fucking, it's like men do not know what really goes on down there. Like, a lot of guys think that, like, girls don't have a urethra. Mm. It's a pee hole.
Oh, okay.
So you guys think that we just have, like.
You say scientific words. I don't really know.
Yeah, so we have, like, we have, you know, the. I'm sorry, but I don't want to get too explicit on here, but we have the V entrance and we have the urethra where we pee out of.
It's right above the
V yeah, entrance. So you can pee with your tampon on.
Weird.
Yeah, but you can.
I always, before, like, I knew that, I always thought you, like, had to take it out to pee.
No. So it's a lot of men are, like, they don't, I feel like they don't know. So he, like, thought, like, okay, so I'm here thinking, like, oh, I heard.
But, like, you have to, that's probably why he gets it wrong, because, like, you have to understand girls pee through there, and it's, like,
but a body part. She says she freshens up before. Still,
it's, like, a body part.
So, he thinks, but in my head, I'm thinking there's that he nothing, thinks it's gonna smell like fucking perfume down there, yeah. When in reality, it's a body part. The V's don't have, they have an actual sense, and if he either learns how to deal with it or he just doesn't do it no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't say how old they are. That would be really helpful.
What did the comments say? What did people reply to her?
Let me go get it back up on Reddit. On Reddit.
Maybe he's just smelling his breath and he doesn't like
it. It's weird because somebody was, like, all random in the comments talking about when somebody offers you a piece of mint or gum, that means your breath stinks or something like that. But most of the people are just saying that, like, some people, like, don't like giving head and stuff because they just don't like it. That she shouldn't take offense if he doesn't like doing it.
Yeah, if he doesn't like doing it.
It has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that. That every vagina has a smell and taste. And maybe he's just not into it.
And no one ever offered the pineapple suggestion.
I don't know. I don't see anything.
If he
might have been being defensive because she said that his taste gross.
If he enjoys doing it and he does, just fucking put a dental dam and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I really do think it's just his breath. It's fucking bouncing back and hitting him in the face.
Yeah, there's some people saying, like, retaliation. Like, he said that to hurt her feelings because it hurt his. And some guy was like, sometimes there's definitely a smell. I gagged the first time I went down on someone, and I couldn't imagine saying that as a way to be defensive and get even.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, embarrassing that is probably for the girl? I mean, it's like, obviously she was saying it because I can guarantee you cum doesn't taste the best. But I have never tried it. But being like, oh, your pussy stinks or something like that is like retaliation. That's not good.
I could literally imagine that guy fucking,
like,
saying that.
Mine tastes, like, well, gross. Well, yours is fucking ugly. Like, imagine
yours
saying
fucking
that.
Stinks.
No.
It's just so hard. I feel like it's so hard being, like, in that situation. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in the situation to be like, yeah, it's not the best tasting.
I don't know.
I'd feel like, I don't think.
Like, we'll move on.
I don't think we should do that.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think I'm coming down with something in my throat. It's hurting.
Like, my tongue's a little sore.
It's a little sore.
I have an itch in my throat.
That's how, I don't think I would ever be like, oh yeah, it's gross.
No. Well, I know this was a long one, but it was
a pretty interesting one.
Yeah. But I want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. And thank you guys for giving love to the past couple ones. I know we've been kind of like rocky with the when we post and stuff, but
yeah,
we appreciate you guys and everything. But
thank you for always sticking by us and supporting us and showing us love and
yeah,
doing all everything that you do.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys. We will see you next week. And this is both of us out.
Bye.
Bye, guys.